43 years later, the memory remains etched in her mind. A 10-year-old, wide-eyed Amelia Strada sat in front of her television watching a 21-year-old Terry Fox do what many thought was the impossible. Starting in St. John's, NFLD. On April 12, 1980, Fox began his marathon of hope with the goal of running across the country on a prosthetic all while raising funds for cancer research, an illness that cost him his right leg 3 years prior. It was a journey that ended as he approached Thunder Bay on September 1, 1980, when he was taken to hospital due to chest pain that was later determined to be the return of cancer. During a television interview from a stretcher, he vowed that if he could, he would return and finish what he started. He never got that chance, as he died on June 28, 1981. Little did he know Canadians across the country, including Strada, would keep his dream alive decades later. "Terry Fox is one of my heroes," Strada said. "He brought our nation together back in 1980 to reach a common goal of raising money for cancer research to ultimately find a cure. He started a movement which continues 43 years later, and he did it with hard work and perseverance. He's one of the greatest Canadians." In 2013, when the organizer of the Cambridge Terry Fox Run stepped down and the foundation was in search of a replacement, it didn't take long for Strada to raise her hand. With cancer having impacted her own family and the future of the run in jeopardy, it was a no-brainer. "At the time, I was looking to get more involved in the community, so I jumped at the chance to help continue bringing this important event to Cambridge," she said. "I think it's important to families affected by cancer to know that your community supports you by raising funds and coming together to support cancer research in Terry's name. This year's version of the run is set for this Sunday at Riverside Park. Registration begins at 11 a.m. with guest speakers at 11:45 and the run beginning at 12. Participants can walk, run, roll or bike 2.5 and 5 kilometers routes. Dogs are welcome but must be leashed." To date, over $850 million has been raised in Fox's name. With a $25,000 goal in mind for the Cambridge Run, it's already generated $16,699 in donations with time still remaining. "I hope the event gives the community the chance to come together to celebrate the impact they have as a force for good by making a difference in the life of a cancer patient and their family," Strada said. "It's a chance to honor a loved one who was lost to cancer or to support someone on their own cancer journey. Ultimately, it's a celebration of hope." To register for the run and fundraise, visit terryfox.org.